This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Friday. Thanks for listening on our way into the weekend. Last Friday, I was bragging about smoking a brisket for the first time last weekend. Man, 12 to 13 hours, but boy, that baby turned out great. Actually posted pictures on the show's Facebook page, if anybody cares, which reminds me, you need to also set up on Instagram and TikTok a show page on those sites too. But, you know, other than low-key boasting about cooking skills, oh, there are a lot of things going on to talk about. But you know what? Let's go ahead and save my yapping for the newscast.
My favorite stories of the day.
This past Sunday night, police in Madison, Wisconsin say they were called about a car accident. Just one car. So officers went to the scene around 8:30. It happened on a street right off of a lake. And Channel 3000 News in Madison is reporting when cops got there, the driver took off running and then jumped into the lake and started swimming. You know, like police were going to say, oh, well, guess he's getting away. No, police have boats, especially if near water, and Madison has a few lakes. So while the guy's taking a dip Sunday night, police called the fire department. Fire sent their rescue boat out, and they plucked him out of the water about an hour later. And not for nothing, but the entire Lake Monona there is in Madison, so it's not like he was going to swim across a border and be safe once on the other side. But then again, it's a college town, University of Wisconsin, on a Sunday night. Who knows? Maybe some young guy had too much to smoke or drink before coming up with that brilliant getaway plan. It's your birthday. But here is proof we cannot always blame youth for crazy things people do. But drugs, yeah, maybe. In Key West, Florida, last Friday, 4th of July, police tell Local 10 News that a guy told them it was his 57th birthday, and that's why they think this dude pulled up to a sightseeing tour company, the Conk Tour Train, got out of his car and left the car running with rock music blasting from the radio, from the cop's account, and then said he used to work there, so asked a worker there to show him around, but then jumped into one of their Conk Tour Train trolleys and drove off, taking a trolley on a joyride through downtown. Cops say he also picked up two random tourists along the way, you know, like he was the actual driver. And cops caught up to him, which was easy since they say the trolleys all have GPS, so tour company workers were tracking him the whole time to the southernmost point of the country's southernmost city, Key West. And that's where cops arrested the guy after he told them it was his birthday. And then when they checked his pockets, they say they found a meth pipe, which he tried to say was a weed pipe, but cops say they knew the difference. And in Holly Hill, Florida, just north of Daytona Beach, police first say they got a call Monday about a man who stole almost $1,500 worth of items from a Lowe's home improvement store. And those $1,500 worth of goods must have been pocket-sized or small and light enough to carry if he got away with the stuff, because police got another call a short while later from someone driving who took a picture of a guy riding on the back of a UPS truck. Yeah, News 6 Orlando posted the pic in their story on this on clickorlando.com, where they also said the UPS driver stopped at a point once realizing someone was on the back and told that guy to get off the back of the truck. Well, later in the day Monday, police say they tracked down the 31-year-old who's now facing a grand theft charge for the goods they say he stole, not for the ride he hitched. A 59-year-old man is surely old enough to remember Yogi the Bear. Yogi and Boo Boo. Well, maybe this guy in Northern California saw this huge bear laid out in the middle of the road this past Sunday and thought the Bruin would be as cool and nice as Yogi in the cartoons, but Yogi never got hit by a car, which is what California Highway Patrol assumed happened here. And SF Gate News site is reporting local drivers flooded 911 with calls about seeing the bear in the road as they passed by, but the 59-year-old stopped, got out, and tried to help. But the bear didn't know that. The bear just saw a human walk up while it's on the pavement, they're hurt. So when the guy got close enough, that bear acted just like a bear and bit him in the arm several times. Now, an off-duty EMT stopped after he just happened to pass by himself and helped the guy wrap his arm until an ambulance came. Wildlife workers came to get that bear off the highway, but they say it ended up dying right there from what they assume was a vehicle hitting it. Yeah, cops say the lesson here, though, is simple. Leave wild animals alone, especially if they're hurt. You know, they're scared. Let the pros handle them. Hey, back in a moment. But before we break, check out this pro, DJ Greg H. and his Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
I'm an officer.
Often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper.
Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the Rosie aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosie bathroom rolls, because your butt deserves it.
Available nowhere.
And now, for the world around us.
I just ended the last section talking about leaving wild animals alone, but then there are these owners of a pet lion in Pakistan, yeah? Pet lion. CNN is reporting last Thursday, the 3rd, surveillance video footage showed a lion jump over a concrete wall after getting out of an open cage and pounce on a woman while the three owners came running out of the farmhouse property to chase the cat. As it then ran further down that alley and jumped on 2, 5, and 7-year-old kids. Now, the Associated Press is saying the woman and two children are in stable condition, last they checked, with injuries to their face and arms. Now, CNN is saying the three owners, they did catch their pet lion and put it in a vehicle right away, and they drove out of town to hide, but they needed a better hiding spot. Cops arrested them the following morning, and wildlife workers took that lion, but India TV News is among outlets actually reporting people with money in Pakistan, or wanting to seem like they have money, have been keeping lions, tigers, jaguars, and other big cats for years as status symbols. And they're supposed to have a license, but they're also supposed to keep cages closed so they don't run out and attack people. And speaking of status symbols, these Labubu dolls. Oh boy, are they the hot thing right now. Pop stars and athletes wearing them on the keychains. But in a few years after the fad fades away, you know nobody will give a flying foo-foo about these Labubu fakes. Actually, about 370 LaFoo-foos, nickname given to the monster doll knockoffs that officials in Scotland say they found this week. Yeah, BBC News is reporting trading standards officers there went to two places in Ayrshire and seized all 370 or so counterfeits, which are said to have minor defects like the plushie's colors are a bit too bright or will have the wrong number of teeth. Like Labubus will always have 9. Little LaFoo-foos, maybe 7, 8, 10 teeth. Now, those of us older than 30 may remember the same craze in the 90s, Beanie Babies, and how folks traded and treated them like stocks. But after that market crash, look around now. Not a lot of Beanie Baby collectors still making sure that heart-shaped tie logo is legit, so always good to protect originals from fakes. Just pointing out, though, that we will likely not care in a few years about the fakes. Fads got a fad. Now, about a month ago, I did a story on two boys in Poland who found an old 1959 message in a bottle that washed up on a beach. Well, now we know North Atlantic ocean currents can take a message in a bottle from Canada and push it clear across to Ireland in 13 years. We know this because UPI is reporting a woman walking along the beach this week in Ireland's Dingle Peninsula spotted a wine bottle in the sand with a piece of paper inside. So she called members of a local heritage and conservation group there. They broke that bottle open and says the note was written by a couple named Brad and Anita who dated it September 12, 2012, and described their day trip to Belle Island in Newfoundland. Also wrote their phone number, but that was 2012 when people answered phone calls, which they did not when the group called. But in 2025, we do tend to answer social media messages, which is exactly what happened. Within an hour of posting this, the group was messaging with Anita and found out Anita's fine and well. Brad, they both got married 9 years ago and they're still together. So, hey, maybe there's something to those love story plots that include a message in a bottle. Time for another break. Back in.
Where can I take you today?
Introducing Drobot. Drobot can drive any vehicle, no matter how cheap or pricey, large or small.
Buckle up.
I'm a drobot, not a lifesaver, and dead ass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on board, and upgraded models can keep riders company with its cutting-edge AI-generated voice, which can hold conversations and even join a sing-along.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
And best of all, Drobots come with a lifetime warranty and free exchanges for the newest model.
We are here. So please get out, you lazy bum. I need to recharge.
So why not? Get your new driving buddy today.
And don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. Come on, bum. I have to recharge.
Drobots are sold absolutely nowhere.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Toy maker Mattel just sent stores its first Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes. And we know she has the sugar because besides the packaging saying so, she also comes with an insulin pump and glucose monitor. Barbie is really trying to be one with the people nowadays. I mean, Mattel also has a Barbie in a wheelchair with a service dog, and they have another called their Barbie Brooklyn Gymnast with a puppy and a trampoline. I mean, not trying to be a salesman for them, just pointing out that Barbie has apparently left her Malibu mansion and found some hobbies and health problems.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthday.
I think I gotta open some more. Why is it that we recite at a play and play at a recital? Why is it that writers write? Fingers don't fing, grocers don't gross, hammers don't ham. You know, a good friend of mine confused a Valium with a birth control pill. Girl had 14 kids, but she don't care much. And I never, ever argue with an idiot. They just drag you down to their level, then beat you up with experience. Now go marinate. What my name is.
Smoky, smoky gumbo.
Somebody bring me an extinguisher to put out this blaze that started up in here. By that vintage jam from Slammy Sammy. This is Mike Mann in your ear as we head into the weekend.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays starting with Friday the 11th.
Please enjoy your party, I'll be here.
Singer Alessia Cara is 29. Rapper Lil' Kim is turning 51. Wildlife expert Jeff Corwin, 58. Actor Lisa Rinna, 62.
He is looking out the window at somebody coming in.
Tom's Diner. Singer Suzanne Vega is 66. Bon Jovi guitarist Richie Sambora, also 66. On the sax, a phonist, Kirk Whalum, 67. Black Uhuru, lead singer Michael Rose, 68. Actor Celia Ward is 69. And Julie Williams in Days of Our Lives, actor Susan Seaforth Hayes is 82. Then on Saturday, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, actor Rachel Brosnahan will be 35.
If I die young, bury me in satin.
Not a party song. The band Perry, singer guitarist Kimberly Perry, 42. Actors Michelle Rodriguez and Topher Grace will both turn 47.
Boy, don't you leave again.
Singer Tracy Spencer will be 49.
Hey, Tennessee.
Jen Blossoms, lead singer Robin Wilson will turn 60. Actor Mel Harris will be 69 Saturday. And one of Charlie's original angels, actor Cheryl Ladd, 74.
You're so close now.
And singer Walter Egan will be 77. Then on Sunday, the 13th.
Cause I keep fighting all the way.
Singer Leon Bridges will turn 36. So actor Stephen R. McQueen, famous granddad by the same name, he'll be 37. Singer Deborah Cox, 52. Actor and Dr. Kim Jong will be 56. And the voice of SpongeBob actor and comedian Tom Kenny will be 63. And so will actor Michael Jace, 63. Oh, actor and director Cameron Crowe, 68. And then Frenchie in the movie Grease, actor Didi Khan will be 74. And the second Aunt Viv in The Fresh Prince, actor Daphne Maxwell Reed, will be 77. Actor comedian Cheech Marin, 79.
A time to be born, a time to die.
The Byrds lead singer guitarist Roger McGinn will be 83, and so will Han Solo in Indiana Jones. Actor Harrison Ford, 83. Actor Sir Patrick Stewart will be 85.
This is Jeopardy!
And game show announcer Johnny Gilbert will turn 97. Then on Monday,
he rang down like...
Imagine Dragons lead singer Dan Reynolds will be 38.
I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more.
The Steel lead singer Dan Smith will be 39. And Fleabag, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, the actor will turn 40. Katie, the little girl on Benson, actor Missy Gold will be 55. Hey, Lost actor Matthew Fox, 59. Actor and comedian Jane Lynch, 65.
Huh.
Big Pussy in The Sopranos, Sleeping with the Fishes, actor Vincent Pastore will be 79. One of the L.A. Rams' fearsome foursome, was that back in the 70s, turned actor Rosie Greer will be 93. And Sunset Boulevard actor Nancy Olson will be 97. And that is it for another Real Pod Newscast. As I say and mean every time, thank you so much for listening. And for song credits of the jams during the newscast sections, well, check out the show's Facebook page. And if would prefer a shorter version of the show without celebrity birthdays and music, well, we've got you covered there as well on YouTube. Just search for the show there on YouTube. Have a great weekend. Back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Show Enough Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
It was Alessia Cara the whole damn time.
I think it's Alicia Cara.
Show Enough.